Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. And hi, I am Phoebe Blamey and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. I am so happy to see you here today. Thank you so much for joining me. And today I wanted to talk about building yourself from a scarcity mindset to an abundant mindset without it sounding too much like just too much woo-woo, because seriously, one of the things that I've learned looking at people and how they deal with their money and how they deal with their businesses, so much of it has to do with where our head's at and what's happening with our actual mindset. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about that today. And I wanted to talk to you from the perspective of how we get what we believe. So if we believe something to be true, then that will be represented in our lives. And when we switch our beliefs, we can really switch our outcomes as well. And again, I'm not saying it just to be like really woo-woo and manifest and abundance and all that sort of stuff, although I do really believe in that. I also believe in just the practical, necessary, if you think it or if you don't think it, it's true for you. So let's have a look at what's true for you. And we communicate what we're putting out there in life. Our energy communicates what's actually going to come out for us as well. And that to me is a really important part of basically living the beautiful, rich, abundant life that we could be living instead of living a small kind of sheltered life. And the reason I say this is because so many people around me at the moment are in that mentality of scarcity and lack and fear. And that scarcity, lack, and fear brings on more scarcity, lack, and fear. And snapping someone out of that mindset to show them the absolute beauty of what's going on in their world and what's going on in their life, because they miss stuff. They miss the good stuff when they're just looking at what they can't have and what's not going right for them. And I am equally as guilty of doing such things, because I've also been in a situations, and particularly with COVID and staff and changes, and all of a sudden you start thinking in terms of you're not enough, what you're doing isn't enough, you could do more, you should be better, you should be achieving more, you should have more, and suddenly all you can see is the lack around you. And I've got one friend in particular that's talking to me all the time about how he is going to get, what his next amount of money that he's going to get is, and how much money he needs and how much money he's going to get. And he keeps on this path of, I need $2,000, or this person's going to pay me $2,000. I need $4,000. This person's going to pay me $4,000. And it just keeps jumping around, and it never seems to be something that he can see is going to come in some sort of flow. And it's interesting, because when he asks me about speaking or something that he's doing, and he's all about how much he's charging and how much he's going to get out of it. And I've paused him a couple of times and just said, hey mate, you're looking at things like that, but what are you actually going to give them? What's their return on investment for having you as their, and I don't want to give too much away, but let's say their coach or their mentor or their life partner or whatever he's up to. But and I don't want to give too much away about what he does, but let's say he's a speaker and facilitator, just for instance, and he is going out to facilitate, but he's much more about how much he's charging than what he's actually giving and getting in return. So I think when I speak to him, I feel like he's missed the boat on I feel like he's missed the boat on the give and take and the flow and what we need to be doing to put things out into the universe and get them back, and the generosity of spirit almost that comes with feeling good about the things that you're doing. And when we're in that scarcity, lack, and fear, we tend to not have that level of generosity of spirit. We tend to be quite grabby and holding on to what we've got. And if you imagine that as grabbing a wad of sand and then holding it as tightly as you can, most of it will slip through your fingers. So you miss it, right? And I remember being in that situation back in 2009 when I was going through my business breakup and just the fear of what's going to happen next and that horrible feeling of scarcity. And there are some signs that I can now see that just happen to people. So the first one is that someone who's feeling that scarcity and lack is counting their money all the time. They know what they've got in the bank. They know what's going to go out. They're counting constantly. I've got $2,000 to pay rent with, and I've got $3,000 in the bank. And if I pay the $2,000 rent, then, and it's tiny amounts of, not that I'm saying $2,000 is tiny, but it's tiny amounts of, I've got this, but I've got to give this, but I've got this, and then this will happen. And as they're counting their money, lo and behold, something pops up that they weren't expecting. And that happens too. Sign two is something will happen, like a car accident, or they'll get ripped off, or their hot water heater will blow up. Something that would never normally happen happens and suddenly costs them this large amount of money that they don't have, and they're in crisis and they're in disaster, and it's just everything's just horrible. And the third thing is that they start talking in terms of there's a finite pie and they're not enough, or they don't have enough, or they'll never have enough, and everything's restricted and everything's, yeah, as I said, finite. And that's it. I almost want to call it playing small, because when we play small like that, we actually don't get the rewards that we want. So how do we change that? How do we move that feeling of scarcity, lack, and fear into something that's going to be wonderful and joyous and abundant? Because when you're in it, it's like you're in the middle of the forest. You can't see anything. Everything's dark and dismal and horrible, and it's just not getting any better or brighter. So what starts to happen? And I think for the first thing, is when you are in that situation, when you're feeling that scarcity, lack, and fear, at the same time, you're probably being quite creative and inventive and ingenious. And the reason being is because you've got limited resources and you can see that you've got limited resources. So you become more creative with the way that you use those resources. You are, particularly if you're self-employed, you become quite inspired. You become quite willing to take risks in a different way, the calculated risks, but you certainly stuff starts happening that is outside of where you normally are. So I think the best example I can think of a metaphor for this is when you're right down at the last bit of the toothpaste. So you've been going through your toothpaste tube, everything's been happy, lots of toothpaste on you, you've got plenty. Suddenly you're at the end and you've forgotten to buy toothpaste. And you're pushing that toothpaste out and you're banging on it and you're rolling that toothpaste. You've got all these different ways of bending and stretching and pushing to get that last bit of toothpaste out. Think of that with your money. And think of that with how ingenious you get when you're in that feeling of scarcity, lack, and fear. Because it does, it brings out this amazing creativity and it brings out this amazing, ingenious way of doing things. And I think that's really reassuring. And I think that's the first step in moving away from that scarcity, lack, and fear, is suddenly realizing that maybe this isn't the worst thing that's happened to you, and maybe it has made you a little bit more creative. And maybe it has inspired you a little bit to look at things in a different way. But my steps, and everyone feels this, can I stress? Everyone feels this. We all have times in our lives when things are just not going right and it just seems to fall over and over and over and over. And all of a sudden we're looking at big bills that we weren't expecting and bad things are happening and all sorts of things are going wrong that just shouldn't be. They shouldn't be, but they are. And we're scared for ourselves. We can be scared about where we're getting that next dollar from, but we don't really need to be, because money's a flow and we give out and we get back and we give out and we get back, and it's always going to be there. However, the first thing I do when I'm in that situation of feeling that scarcity, lack, and fear is to tidy up, because I can guarantee you my kitchen bench is a mess. I haven't put my clothes away. I'm not self-caring and I'm not looking after myself because I'm running on this adrenaline stress. So first thing, tidy up. Start taking a bit of pride in your home, in your environment. Start living as you deserve to live, and even to the point of going through a couple of old drawers of things and seeing if there's some clothes that you can give away or some stuff that you can get rid of that you can maybe pay forward to someone that needs it more than you do, and start taking some stuff out and freeing up a bit of space in your home, but tidying up, because nature abhors a vacuum, right? So you take something away, you leave a space for something else to come into it. So tidying up to me works absolutely brilliantly as a start to finding my way to gratitude, abundance, joy, all of that sort of stuff. My next, and if you're super tidy, I'm not, but if you're super tidy, maybe that's not your thing, but maybe there's something within there that you can find. Maybe it's going through a closet and giving away some stuff, or just clearing a space somewhere in your home. And as you're tidying your home, start tidying your money. So start looking at the things that have got a little bit messy. You might have a couple of missed payments on a credit card or a personal loan. You might have forgotten to pay a bill somewhere and you just don't have the money to pay it. So start tidying that stuff up as well. And by tidying up, just grabbing it, taking responsibility for it, making the phone call that says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to pay you today. I'm going to need to pay you tomorrow or next week or next month. Because in time, you will have the money to pay for that thing that you used or that thing that you bought. So it's very much a matter of that. And if you've got yourself in a big hole, speak to someone, speak to a financial counselor, but tidy that stuff up. But if you're in business and you've got suppliers that are waiting to be paid, same thing. They'll understand much better if you can just give them a little bit and start making moves toward getting rid of any debts that you've got. As I said, it happens to everyone. It's probably happened to them if they're in business for themselves. Everyone has a moment. And if it hasn't happened to them yet, I'm sure it will. So tidy up and then start to find some things that you're grateful for. Some things that light you up even. Some things that you like in life. Just little things, tiny little things. Having a drink with a friend, sitting out and looking over the ocean, even if it's only one wine, just find something. Find a walk in the park with the dogs. Find some friends around you that are doing something that doesn't cost anything even. Call a friend and talk to them on the phone for half an hour. Small things make a big difference. So find those things that you're grateful for in your life that bring you joy, and do one or two of them. Remember, you're trying to pull yourself out of a hole, so this is a good way of doing it. I know when I get into that headspace, I don't really feel like talking to anyone, and I almost have to force myself to ring someone and just make a connection. And I get off the phone from making that connection, and even if I haven't said very much and I've just listened to them talk, I feel so much better. Because we're a communal people. We need other people around us. So reaching out, being the one to reach out, particularly when you're feeling a bit flat, you don't have to tell them you're feeling flat if you don't feel like it, but just reaching out and making that move can make you feel so much better. And then know in your heart that this shall pass. You are not going to feel like this forever. This is something that is happening to you at the moment, but moments pass, things change. Something always happens that makes everything okay again, right? Something will change and everything will change with it. And that feeling of scarcity, that feeling of lack, that feeling of fear suddenly starts to go, and you suddenly can't remember that it was even ever there. If you're feeling that way at the moment, or if you've ever felt that way in the past, or you've just come across this podcast and what an amazing coincidence, you just happen to be feeling that way, I want you to do one thing from my three cures and just tidy your house, tidy your money, or find something that you're grateful for and do something that brings you joy, and then sit down and know that this will pass and you'll feel so much better about things. And all of a sudden, as you're going through life, you'll suddenly just get green lights everywhere. Magical start to happen all over you. Suddenly someone will remember that they owed you $100 that you had completely forgotten about. Someone will pay your scratcher Tats Lotto ticket and you'll win $20. Like, something will come up that will just give you that little bit of a lift. And suddenly through that those dark, dark clouds, you'll start to see some light and some joy. But it all starts with you. So whatever you're going to do, do something to shake it off and get out there and start feeling the joy again. And while you're doing it, make sure whatever you do, you enjoy the journey. Have a great week. I hope this has helped someone, and I'll speak to you again next week. See you then. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.